5. Free. They call it free diving, but like parkour, it is anything but free. The price tag is steep. For starters, it's the second most dangerous sport. The first is base jumping. When people base jump, they throw themselves from cliffs, bridges, and even skyscrapers, using a parachute to break their fall. BASE is really an acronym, meaning buildings, antenna, spans, and earth. Earth is the trick part. Even if the parachute opens, there are times when the jumper wakes up in a full body cast. And there are times when the jumper never wakes up at all. There are a half dozen ways to free dive, but they all involve one thing. Or rather, they all do not involve one thing. An air supply. The breath you go down with is the breath that takes you back up. Or so you hope. Some people don't really dive. Instead, they descend on a rope to grab a flag that proves their depth conquest. Some simply go submersible in a pool for what is essentially a contest of holding their breath. Rob and I were going to go the classic competitive way, which is called constant weight. A diver wears a belt with enough weight so that it's easier to roll your body into a pike position and go down, arms extended like Superman, kicking as little as possible as you descend. Any effort uses up oxygen, until you see how low your body, and your mind, because your mind plays a big role, will allow you to go. Free divers suffer convulsions. They pass out. They don't pause to adjust their ears and end up blowing out their eardrums. But they love the feeling.